Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune into this broadcast today. The time is valuable, and I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 minutes, I want to add to your wellness experience. Well, first of all, let's get some let's get some of the housekeeping done. So please go to wiserliving.com, W-E-I-S-E-R, living, one word, .com. And on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. It'll pop up where you can actually add your name and your email address, I believe, and we will take care of the rest. You can also click on the Wiser TV link and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. You should really go and check those out. There's a wealth of information there. And by subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you will also be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can also access our archive radio programs at Wiser Living Radio, and you can check us out, or at least check out the menu bar that lists all of the articles, programs, services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, and products, and you'll definitely want to do that today. So do take a look at it at your earliest convenience. So check out and sign up. It's free, wiserliving.com. Subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us on Wiser Living Radio. There's a lot of archive programs that you can go back and listen to that we've done previously. Like us at facebook.com/Wiser Living, and you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Okay, it's that time of the year again. It's that time of the year where many of us will look at the whole of our lives, W-H-O-L-E. We will evaluate the state of our lifestyle, our self-development, our career, our creative expression, our finances, social life, our intimate relationships, and yes, even our health. For most of us, we feel that we have a clear direction, but for some reason, when it comes to weight management or any of these other categories, when we look at it, we kind of struggle. It's like there's a breakdown that occurs, and we quit. And we struggle throughout the year until the new year comes around again, and we start over with the same set of resolutions we had 12 months ago. You know, in called King Henry IV, I believe, in part one, act three, and scene three, I can see this picture in my head. King Henry, who was a very big guy, he was robust. He's sitting on this chair with a nice looking walking stick in his right hand, and he says with a smile for some, or he's perplexed, but he has this smile, and he says, "Thou seest, I have more flesh than another man, and therefore more frailty." You know, he had more fat on his body, more excess fat than the average man, but he was grossly overweight. And on the outside, he saw himself as being overweight, and other people saw him as being huge. But on the inside, his body saw him as being frail or anorexic. In other words, his body was starving for nutrients. Therefore, it was forced to store fat, which increased its size. It did that in order to save his organs, since those organs use fatty acids for fuel. Today, we have a weight epidemic, and everybody knows about it. It's so huge that being overweight is normal now. Not a big deal. But it is. It's not a big deal until you come down with a symptom as a result of it. So we have a weight epidemic because of toxins in the air, toxins in the water, toxins in food, foods that look good and taste good but are empty of nutrition for wellness. You know, our bodies detox on a continuous basis as a natural function. But when this detoxification mechanism becomes overloaded, it becomes less efficient and symptoms start to occur. You see it as weight gain. That detoxification system becomes overloaded mainly because of toxins. You know, toxins can be internal or external in origin. Pollution or pesticides in our food source places an undue stress on our detoxification organs like the kidneys and the liver. improper digestion and imbalanced gut ecology will provide internal forms of toxins in the way of metabolic byproducts stemming from certain bacteria that have toxic side effects that have a negative impact on overall health, simply because it compromises the effectiveness of your detoxification pathway. Now, the results from this toxic overload: abnormal weight gain, autoimmune diseases, inflammatory rheumatoid arthritis, neurological disorders. Matter of fact, neurological disorders such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. When you begin to look at any weight management program, the real goal should be to lose fat, or actually to release fat. The goal should be to gently and slowly cleanse your body of the toxins that add an extra burden. So serious life-threatening conditions like obesity — it is a life-threatening condition — can be avoided. In order to achieve that, you must turn your liver into a healthy cleansing machine. And in order to have a continuous optimal weight management, you must understand your nutritional needs. See, we have seen many attempts to generalize how a person should eat or exercise. There are tons of books on the bookshelves. You can get on Amazon that basically says, do this, this is what you do on this diet, and you're sure to lose weight. Oh, if you do this, you're going to lose hundreds of pounds. If you do this — I mean, all of these different diets out there are not even — when you go to get a diet book, you don't really look at the program. You look at the picture on the book, which is a person. And so you see that person, and you see the name with some little letters behind it, and then you latch on to that. So no matter what that person says, you're going to do it. And if it doesn't work, there's next year. And then if that doesn't work, then there's next year. And then that — if that doesn't work, then you can actually look at billboards and things that you see driving down the street, and you might check that out. But if you start out with the intentions of, I mean, you're really strong and wanting to lose, and something comes up, life, and then you quit. So to have a continuous optimal weight management program, you've got to understand your nutritional needs. We've seen many attempts to generalize how a person should eat or exercise, and most of those methods have at least some merit. I'm not saying that they don't work. They have some merit. But genetics would be the most accurate predictor, because all genetic groups have had to adapt to their environment over time. There's only a few genetic groups, that, like the Inuits, that are left in the world that have maintained their original genetic line. But those who have done so basically have given us much data about the human's ability to adapt, and that would take two or three programs for me to go over that. It's probably best, I'll do a webinar in the future that you can attend that will give you some detailed information on that. But a key point here is that your metabolism and dietary needs are unique. And because of the metabolic rate differences, one person will gain weight while eating only a moderate amount of food, and another person will remain, they'll remain thin while eating much more food. So metabolic rates vary depending on many different factors, which include genetics, your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Matter of fact, the parasympathetic nervous system has functions related to, but generally opposite from, the sympathetic nervous system. You have both of those in your body. Now, these two systems play a huge role in you maintaining your proper weight. So genetic differences strongly influence body weight. But unfortunately, for those interested in losing weight, lowering food intake leads to decreased metabolic rate, which means if you adhere to a low-calorie diet, your metabolic rate will decrease and you'll burn less calories, not more, meaning when you stop that diet program, the body will respond by regaining all of the lost weight and up to 20% more for the next time you do that. So a key to successful fat release is to determine your dietary needs. Can you digest a complete range of foods that are available in all food groups with relative efficiency? Can you do well on a vegetarian diet? Should you eat 5 to 6 small meals per day versus 2 to 3 large meals? Any weight management program should address these important questions. And that's just a handful. Matter of fact, we have a program here at Wiser Living that addresses all of that. So let's get back to detoxing. Detoxing is an essential step in achieving your desired fat loss or fat release goals. By following a detox program, your body can be relieved of digestive problems, of fatigue, general malaise, headaches, skin rashes, fat loss resistance, bad breath, irritability, constipation, itchy skin, joint pain, concentration. These are symptoms that typically derail your desire to lose inches, and that's why you quit. But if you are on a carefully planned detoxification program, you can expect to see anti-aging effects. And when I say that, we're all going to age, but you shouldn't age prematurely. You can expect to see clearer skin and eyes, increased productivity, fat loss, a reduction of allergic symptoms, greater motivation, and creativity. Now, you look at creativity, you don't really think about this when you lose weight, but you have to be creative in order to finish a program. That's vision. That's the first thing you need to be clear on in order to get through any type of program, let alone fat release. Now, I'd like to take a moment here to share a bit on the benefits of intermittent fasting, because I get a lot of questions on that. And this is something I've been doing for decades. First of all, fasting clears the mind. Fasting clears the mind, and it gives the body a rest so it can recharge. You know, I typically fast 1 day a week and 3 days a month. Now, if you add that up, that's a total of 7 days. So you're basically eating 3 weeks a month. I know you're already saying, I cannot go through a whole week of fasting. You're not going through a whole week of fasting. An easy way to do this is to, when you eat dinner, that'll be your last meal for 24 hours. Luckily, most of that, from dinner to the time you go to bed and the time you sleep, you've almost done almost half of the day right there. So you basically are only missing breakfast and lunch, because that next meal will be dinner, and you've done a one-day fast. That's beautiful. Intermittent fasting helps all of your organs to normalize. Normalize what? Normalize function. It helps to boost your metabolism, which leads to increased energy. It makes you burn fat easier. I'm talking burning fat at rest, not when you exercise. It aids in normalizing your hormonal system. How many of you want your hormonal system balanced, going through a detoxification program and a fat release program? And you get more mental clarity. So we don't just do the body, we do the mind also. There are functions of the mind that need to be addressed, and that in our Wiser Living program, we even address that. Now, detoxification is a continuous physiological process that your body depends on for survival. There are complex cellular detoxification mechanisms that are, they're consistently and constantly at work for you all day, every day. You know, natural and synthetic chemicals are processed in this complex system of cells and organs and organ systems to keep you healthy in the face of this virtual constant barrage of toxic material. And because of this, we at Wiser Living have a program prove your detoxification in the short term. Let me give you some suggestions we have in this program that will help you keep your body's toxic burden low and your detox mechanism working for the long haul. So if you're on a program already, listen to this to see if this coincides with what you're doing, because we have the program that'll do it. So whether you do this program or not, the one you're on should be addressing these issues. Number one, heating foods in plastic releases harmful chemicals. You should never heat food in plastic. Use glass or ceramic instead. Now, I'm saying this because if you're on a program, if you're trying to lose and you're using plastic in your microwave, it's going to derail it, and you're not going to get the total benefit that you want long term. Number two, to aid lymphatic drainage, use a dry, natural fiber shower brush or loofah to massage your entire body before you shower or bathe. You know, start at your toes and gently scrub using a circular motion towards your heart. Number three, public tap water is often contaminated. And I know most of you know that. So drink and, because you're going, okay, I'm already drinking the water, but are you cooking with only pure filtered water? And consider adding a filter to your shower, because you're using even more water on your body when you short it, and that water is toxic, basically. Number four, although the convenience of using a microwave oven is indisputable, this method of heating can disrupt chemical linkages in otherwise healthy foods and decrease the nutritional value. So heat foods on a stovetop or oven whenever possible, which should be all the time, and use a cast iron pan. So you might have to go out and get some cast iron. And avoid Teflon and synthetic nonstick coating, period. So I know you might have to go in your cabinets and give some to Salvation Army or what have you, but you need to get it out of your house. And number five, exercise. You know, whenever I say exercise, I mean movement. Movement means exercise. You cannot, if you look back all the way down through history, prehistoric history, people moved constantly. So exercise, one of the best ways to increase your metabolic activity is to simply use your body. Daily exercise has so many benefits, including building lean muscle mass, which helps you burn more calories at rest. Basically, you can consider jumping on a mini trampoline for 3 to 5 minutes per day just to give your body a boost to your health and to your vitality. And remember, sweating always releases toxins. Now, I gave you five steps that you can take, but here's five fun and easy tips for enhancing the detox program. Number one, drink one cup of hot water with a quarter of a lemon juice, and two pinches of cayenne pepper. Two pinches, whatever a pinch is to you. The first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. This is before you had your coffee. This is very simple, but you'll be amazed how many people say that they can't live without it once they start. Number two, use a dry brush. I just mentioned this, but use a dry brush to massage your entire body before getting into the shower. Use a circular motion and work towards your heart again, then shower or bathe. What does this do? This facilitates circulation and toxic elimination through the largest organ in your body, which is the skin. Number three, take a warm bath with Epsom salt, E-P-S-O-M, Epsom salt. You'd add that to the water, probably in a bathtub, normal bathtub, basically a cup of Epsom salt with maybe a third of a cup of vinegar, apple cider vinegar to kill all the bacteria in the water. And maybe if you want to really relax, relax your brain, some essential oils, your favorite essential oil, a few drops of that in there, you'd be amazed in how it will enhance relaxation and detoxification, for that matter, because you're inhaling it. Additionally, you can actually rub on the salt on your body with a warm, wet washcloth in the bath or shower. It's very invigorating. You got to try it. Number four, jump on a rebounder or what they call a mini trampoline for 3 to 5 minutes at a time. This shakes up your whole body, and is useful for stimulating your lymphatic drainage, your lymph drainage system, which moves out toxins. See, I just gave you ways to do this without having to shell out some money. You can do this in your home, and you could really do this, 5 minutes before you get dressed or get in the shower to go to work. So there's really no excuse. It's just if you have the vision and determination and the commitment to transform that energy to do that, it'll happen every day. And number five, try your own hydrotherapy in the shower by alternating hot and cold. I have a brother-in-law that he basically, he has this ice, he was telling me about this ice bath, right? And basically he jumps in ice cold water because he lives in France. but he's part Danish, and so I'm going, man, he was telling me about this yesterday, and I was going, oh, my goodness, I want to try it, but my brain is saying, oh, my goodness, but I figure I can get in a hot shower and then cool, and then turn it down to cold and then back up to warm and then down to cold. So this on and off, which, you know, is basically not for the squeamish. It's kind of, I remember the sauna, cold shower, sauna thing you do in the gym. You know, you're in the sauna for 12 minutes and you come right out and jump into the pool. And then you come out and go back into the sauna. So, I mean, obviously I could see how it opens the pores and just there's a flood of toxins that come out of your body. And then you close the pores up and heat up the body and do, you know, back and forth like that. That's very invigorating. Whether you like it or not, the body will like, you know, it will respond to it. So these five tips can be fun. They can be, but you have to think it. And basically they're easy to do, so you should try it. But remember, even though it's easy to do, it's also easy not to do. So don't get bent out of shape about it. If it's something you can't do, then that's okay. Now, here at Wiser Living, we have been utilizing a successful detox fat release program for a number of years now. And we actually started out with a 28-day detoxification program that includes a 28-day detoxification meal replacement titration schedule. So you get a schedule, you know, that tells you what to do every single day. And you also get support from us every single day. So if you have a question, you can email us, you know, text us, call us, and get your questions answered. So it doesn't derail your program. So we start out with the 28-day detoxification program. Most of the information you've heard today on this program comes from this program. You know, this program includes a pre-cleanse week. We offer this revolutionary program that really allows you to customize your diet to your lifestyle, not to the lifestyle I think you should be on. It's to your lifestyle, and we have questionnaires to figure out what your body burns efficiently and effectively. So when we put you on this program and customize it, it allows your body to start melting these pounds away, and we regulate it we measure it by inches, measuring with a measuring tape. And it basically it melts away the fat. You see it in inches. Basically, the fat that you're going to release is the unwanted fat, because your body needs fat. So you release the unwanted fat that gives you that lean body you've always wanted. And this is before you start exercising. So whether you exercise or not, once you're on this program, the first day, 30 days will determine what should be done in this, you know, succession, month two and month three. Because, you know, we combine the latest research and fat loss and the proper blend of nutritional supplementation along with a personalized plan based on your metabolic type and specific dietary needs. Metabolic type and specific dietary needs. So do you know a program that addresses that? And in this program, we give a list of optimal food choices you can choose from, along with optimal fat choices, low and moderate glycemic index fruit choices, a list of beneficial beverages, vegetable choices, a list of condiments to use. I mean, we do it all. And we even give you a list of snack choices. So after that initial 28-day detoxification, your body is now primed. It's primed for continuous weight management. And by focusing on getting enough protein and fiber and healthy fat and vitamins and minerals in your diet, you won't have to stress out about cutting calories or following food fads. See, we want you to eat your way to a leaner body. Yes, that's exactly what I said. We want you to eat your way to a leaner body. So whether you live to eat or eat to live, our Wiser Living program is the right one to use. And there's a money-back guarantee. So if that interests you, go to wiserliving.com as I said in the beginning, go to wiserliving.com and book a consult, a consultation. You know, you can, the number you can call is, it's on the site, but I'll give it to you right now. So if you have a pen and a pencil handy, write down 702-416-4698, 702-416-4698. I think for those out of the country, you have to put a 01 in front or something like a 0. So it'll be 01-702-416-4698. In the States here, 702-416-4698. So with that, with the next couple of minutes that we have, I'd kind of like to share some of the, what I've seen in practice when it comes to weight management. Obviously, I talked about how, you know, losing weight, most people have the intention of losing weight. They have a vision, but the vision is not clear. And they start out focused the first, you know, 5, 6 days, 7 days, and something comes up. So they're not really focused. If you're not focused, you can't not build the energy to sustain the detoxification program and the weight management. And you notice I'm saying weight management because it's not you. You want to lose weight, but I would rather you manage your weight, and so you don't have to do it. Your body does it. All I need to do is get your body cleaned up like you clean your house. You know how some people, they say they clean their houses, but they miss the baseboards and, you know, if they're cleaning the toilet, they don't do the underneath, and they miss something. And that something, it seems like it's not a big deal, but it becomes a major factor in you not winning in weight management. It's just like say, oh, we're going to lose weight, but you really want to release fat. So your brain is saying lose, 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 but it's going, it's hearing that, but it really doesn't want to lose anything. It wants to maintain the fuel supply, which is fat. It wants some other nutrients, so it won't maintain, you know, won't keep too much. And so you can't figure all that out. And that's why we at Wiser Living, we actually have a few questionnaires, basically 3 questionnaires that will address or at least find out what's going on in your body, what needs to be changed, what needs to be bolstered in order for you to have a successful weight management fat release program. Because what you really want out of this is two major things. You want fat release and you want inch reduction. Fat release and inch reduction. Because when you look in the mirror, you're not looking into a scale. You get on a scale. When you look in the mirror, you're looking for curves, all in the right places. So with our program, we give you back the curves. We don't recreate them. We just give them back by releasing what does not belong in your body. So think about that for a moment. Think about the program that you're on. Think about, are you serious about getting back to the size that's based on your skeletal system? If you're serious about that, come take a look at the Wiser Living program. At least you'll have a foundation to gauge against the ones that you know, you're looking at right now. So remember, go to wiserliving.com, consultation. If you're out of the state or in another country, Skype is the best way to connect with us. So if you want to do that, don't forget to sign up for, you can sign up right on the website to get all the, you know, information that you would otherwise miss. If you didn't fill that out, it's free. Subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us, again, at Wiser Living Radio. Like us on facebook.com/wiserliving. And you can also remember, you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. And on Wiser Living TV, you probably, if you get a chance today, go and check that out today, because there is a wealth of information on those videos. You can see some of the things I do, the props and everything like that. There's a wealth of information. I can't say it too much, so go ahead and do that. And finally, I want to thank you for being on this program today. Look at some of the archives. information we have on programs that we've done already, go to Wiser Living. Go to Wiser Living. Do that for me. This is Dr. Budweiser, and I am happy that you checked in today. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. We'll see you next time.